from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, one person is dead after gunfire rang out on the boardwalk in Long Branch last night. The Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office calling this a homicide investigation. It happened on the Chelsea Avenue beach near Pier Village. According to News 12, the incident happened during a concert. Social media posts and surveillance videos show people fleeing and first responders helping someone on the beach. A portion of the boardwalk remains closed and sealed off with police tape this morning, News 12 reports. A Monmouth County massage therapist has lost his professional license for good over sexual contact allegations.
Evans Chigonius has been permanently barred from working as a massage therapist in New Jersey under an agreement to resolve allegations that he groped one female client in Manalapan and put his genitals into the hand of a different client's hand as she was receiving a massage in Red Bank. Both complaints were filed with the state months apart last year. Under the final consent order, he agreed to immediately surrender his work license with no possibility to reapply in the future. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This portion of the news made possible by the Ewing Diner. Looking for a relaxing night out with great food? The Ewing Diner has dinner specials under $20 every day, plus early bird specials weekdays until 8. Bring the whole family for family-style ambiance. Now open 24 hours. See more at ewingdiner.com. The Wildwoods are banding together to help the West Wildwood Police Department as it races a manpower crisis.
Only 4 full-time police officers serve the small community of West Wildwood. The police department there lost half of its staff since 2023 and was taken over by the Cape May County Prosecutor's Office last year. Cape May County Prosecutor Jeffrey Sutherland said the other police departments in the Wildwoods have agreed to share officers and resources with West Wildwood, but a recent report from the New Jersey State Association of Chiefs of Police recommended disbanding the police department there because of the staff shortage and other issues. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A 6-foot bottlenose dolphin that swam into a creek in the Delaware Bay in Cumberland County and remained there a week has died. Volunteers with the Marine Mammal Stranding Center and members of other agencies attempted a rescue operation yesterday, but the dolphin died in the process. This is the second death of a wayward dolphin in our area just this week. A dolphin which had stranded itself on Brigantine's North Beach also did not survive. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. You can download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Not the best beach weekend on tap. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Yes, we have to talk about some rain this weekend, but there will be far more dry hours than wet ones across New Jersey, and the risk of severe weather will stay low. Also, today looks fine. Skies mostly cloudy, weather probably dry during the day, and it's not as hot and not as humid as yesterday. Look for highs this afternoon around 80 degrees. Looks like our batch of rain will roll in late this evening. Overnight low temperatures in the lower 60s. Tomorrow's high is only mid-60s. It's going to be cloudy and pretty cool. Scattered rain continues through the morning. That'll be the wettest part of the weekend. Then trending drier in the afternoon. Just some lingering showers. A few spot showers on Sunday. Still overcast. Highs in the upper 60s. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Orange is 76, Hillsboro 75, Toms River is 74. Weather brought to you by the North Brunswick Youth Sports Festival, celebrating their 28th anniversary June 12th through the 29th on Route 1 North next to Chamberlain University. Plenty of rides, food, shows, and a drone show that's happening on June 15th. Go to NorthBrunswickYouthSportsFestival.com and don't miss it.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.